We're continuing in Ligutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Birchas Aperis, Halacha Hei, towards the end of paragraph Yud Tes. V'ze bechinas mailas limuda poiskim shem halachos psukos. Rav Nosazal says, and this is why it's so important for a person to learn halacha, to learn to know the psak halacha, the final word in every facet of Torah. Ki hakol b'shil b'kius v'halacha kanal. Because that's the ultimate goal, to have this bekiyus in halacha. K'al yedei limud halachos psukos mevaren hatoiv mehara ve'in koyach lora lahapel esodom v'zoichen lishoyer kayam alomdoi. Because by a person learning halacha and learning that ability to distinguish between right and wrong, good and bad, kosher and forbidden, that ability to separate good from bad, that gives the person the strength and the knowledge, and that gives him the fortification that the bad should not be able to knock him down. We've learned this many times. This is a point that's mentioned so much in the Sforim, that bad alone is not a problem. It's when good and bad are mixed up, that's when there's a problem. When you can't distinguish between good and bad, that's when there's a problem. And that's the whole concept of limud halacha, which gives a person that ability to separate right from wrong, good from bad. And so too a person has to learn a lot of Sifrei Chassidus, Sifrei Musar, the type of Sforim that speak about serving Hashem. And to learn them well enough where he has them at his fingertips, where somebody mentions a certain item, right away it ticks off something in his mind, he remembers what's written in the Sforim about it. Because in order for a person to have this bekius of knowing how to go up and down and how to give encouragement to people who are down, he needs all of that at his disposal. Because the Torah is vast. Because this is the most important goal and objective of the halachos of the Torah. Because the main thing is not just learning it, the main thing is knowing how to apply it in life, knowing how to interact with people 24 hours a day, and in every person you interact with, every situation you interact with, you know the connection to the Torah. You know how to bring the Torah into the situation. As the Gemara says, that what Hashem is looking for is not that a person should learn Chumash and Mishnayos and Gemara and then end up kicking his parents or kicking his rabbi. In other words, doing the wrong thing. And this is why Bnei Yisrael traveled in a pattern where they surrounded the Mishkan. Because Klal Yisrael represents all the different laws of the Torah. Ki kol echad miYisrael yesh lo ois v'chelek b'Torah. V'al kein al yodom daiko nimshichu kochi shel haTorah. And therefore, it's through each and every single Jew, through Klal Yisrael, that the halachas of the Torah come into being. And the most important thing is to get to a level where the person understands the Torah well enough and understands life well enough where he knows how to deal with all the ups and downs in life through the Torah. He knows how to apply the Torah in all situations of Aliyah and Yerida. Paragraph Chof. And now we could understand why in Parshas Bamidbar over there, the Parsha we're talking about, Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to count the Yidden. The Chol Echad Nikro Yoytzei Tzova, and each and every single Jew is called a soldier. As it says over there in Parshas Bamidbar, B'mispar Shemois Kol Yoytzei Tzova. What happened? There were no koilels in those days. There were no fruits, no makolets. Everybody was in the army. Rav Nosazal says, "Ki kol echad tzorech b'yoyis b'chlal yoytzei tzova." Because every single Jew, not just those guys wearing the funny costumes, every single Jew is a soldier. Yoytzei tzava daiko. Every single Jew has to think of himself as a soldier, an armed soldier. Haynu kishehu b'bchinas v'nofik oz tzorech b'yoyis melumad melchama heitev. Meaning that when he's in this category of v'nofik, when he's involved in v'nofik, to be knowledgeable, to know the warfare. וזה בחינס המספור שציב למנוע ישראל שמח רגל. And with this we can understand why Hashem insisted that the Yidden be counted after worshipping the Egel. כמו שפירש רשי שם, as Rashi HaKadosh says over there in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, כשחוטו בעגל מנון, when they sinned with the golden calf, they were counted. כי כל אלה תיקוני המשכון ומחנה דגולים ומספר בני ישראל, הכל ציבה שמסברוך אחר מי סגל. Because all of these things, building the Mishkan and the whole Seder of the Degolim and the counting of the Jews, all followed the Egel HaZohov. It all came right after the Egel HaZohov. Shechotu Yisrael Moed, whereby the Jews committed a terrible, terrible sin. Ve'oz hisyagea Moshe Moed at shezocho b'mem yoyim achroinim lahamshech derach hatshuva b'olam. And Moshe Rabbeinu worked very, very hard until finally, in the last 40 days of the three sets of 40 days, he succeeded in bringing a tshuva into the world. Shehein mei Elul ad Yom Kippur, which means from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. Shehein b'chinas soid kavonas Elul, shehein tikkun abris, shehein b'chinas hanes niyam derech, shehein b'chinas derech hatshuva, b'chinas beis pom im boki, kama shekos hashem b'tornal. That's all the concept of tshuva and all of these different facets that are discussed over there in Torah Vov and Likutei Moran. ויעוז כשהם שרדרך התשובה נעל בעולם, עוז ציבוע שמזבורך על מייס המשכון ומספר בני ישראל מהכנה דגולם סובל לא אל מועד. And then, it was then, when Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in drawing the derech of tshuva into the world, that's when Hashem commanded him regarding these three items. Counting the Jews, setting up the dekolim, and the building of the Mishkan. כי כל זהו בחינס דרכי התשובה נעל, because all of these items are tied into tshuva. שאיקרוי בחינס הבקיאס בהלוכה גנל, which we explained earlier, the essence of תשובה is this בקיאס עם הלוכה, this knowledge of עליה נירידה, שנמשך על ידי המשכון, שהוא אוהל מועד, which the Yidden was able to draw from the Mishkan, from the אוהל מועד, שדרך שום מאיר בחינס מוישה לישוע, נקטור עליה נוגרח תרטיינה, because it was through there, through the Mishkan, through the אוהל מועד, that מוישה רבנו was able to shine into יהושע. שיידי זה נמשך בחינס בקיאס בהלוכה כנל. And that's where we draw this בקיאס in הלוכה. עד שיכולו נקודו הליונו להור בתכלס דיוט התחתונו. עד קצהו האחרון להור גם בוהם מסחסקוס. Which is what gives the ability for the נקודו הליונו to shine into the נקודו התחתונו. Even to the lowest levels, to give them the encouragement that they need. שיהיו כולם בכלל מלומדי מלחמה. So that they should also learn how to do battle. עד שיחזקו עצמו לנצח, to the point where they'll be able to hang in permanently. עד שיהיו כולם בכלל שישים גיבורים סבבו, to the point where every single Jew will be one of these שישים גיבורים. שהם בחינס שישים ריבוי נפושס ישראל, which is a remise to the 10,000 units of Klal Yisrael. שהם שישים ריבוי יוסס התורה, corresponding to the 600,000 letters of the Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ho v'ina dvorim heitev, eich mekushra akol heitev al pi ha-Torah nal. Understand well how all of these different things tie into each other based on this chapter on the Likutei Moran that we're discussing. V'yal kein tziva l'mnoisim, and it's for this reason that Hashem instructed the leaders of Klal Yisrael to count the Jews. V'lichoyra tamua, even though this seems to be very strange, very perplexing, haloi mavur b'Torah shaminyan hu sakona, aren't we taught in the Torah itself that counting Jews is dangerous? K'may shekosev, as the Pasuk says, v'oyeh bo'em negef b'vnei Yisrael b'fkoidoisam, so that a plague should not break out among the Jewish people when you will count them. V'k'may shepirish Rashi shaman, as Rashi says over there, v'hutzrich l'sakein al yidei ashkolim. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to count the Jews, he had to use a special, special trick, whereby each Jew gave a machtzis a shekel, and they didn't count the Jews, they counted the half shekels. Umay kulahai, what do we need all of this for? Loi lichtoiv loi hei v'loi vov. This is a famous expression in the Gemara. There's a place in the Gemara where the Gemara mentions there's a pasuk. And the Gemara says that in the pasuk, in a word over there, there's an extra letter hei. So what does the hey come to teach us? The hey comes to teach us this and this. Someone says, okay, then what does the vav come to? The vav that follows the hey. Well, the vav comes to modify the hey. So the Gemara asks over there, hey man, why don't you leave out the hey and the vav and make things simple? Instead of saying the hey comes to add and the vav comes to subtract, don't add and don't subtract. in our situation, don't count the Jews and don't have to play with the shkolim. If you're saying counting is dangerous, therefore we have to use the shkolim. So then don't count. Why get involved in the whole mess? Lo yimnoisem v'lo yitztarachtik an ha-shkolim. Ach be'emes bevada Yisrael heim lemala me'am ispor. However, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, the Jews are above numbers. The Jews are not cannot be described in numbers at all. Numbers don't apply to the Jews. Ve'ein roi lemnoisem. It's inappropriate to count the Jews. As it says in the Pasuk in Chumash, can you count how many grains of sand there are on a beach? Then you can't count the Jews either. The Jews are way, way, way above and beyond the concept of counting. However, as a result of committing the sin of the golden calf, Huchrach l'mnoisam, Moshe Rabbeinu was obligated to count them. Ki kol hachatoim im bechinas avedos. Because every time a Jew commits a sin, he loses. He loses something. It's a concept of an aveda. Ki al yodom oiv dema shoivdem. As we learned earlier, that through aveirois, a person loses what they lose. Bechinas taivas rishoim toiveg. As the pasuk says, that the bad desires of a rosha lead him to have losses. Ubimkoim sheshoilet avedo tzrichem minyanu mispor. And wherever there's a serious potential to lose, how do you protect yourself? By counting. We mentioned the example when a teacher takes kids out on a class trip and there's 32 kids in the class and there's a teacher and one helper and they got to keep an eye on that. They don't want to lose any of those kids. How do they do it? Count every couple of minutes. Let's take a count again. Let's see how many there are. The counting is to ensure, you know, against the losses. This is the concept of security, where there's a security and you count something, you know, constantly to make sure that you're not losing, there's nothing being lost. A person has money, they do an audit every month, audit, year end, do an audit, kind of below. What are you wasting time counting money? Go out and make money. You're not in business to count money, you're in business to make. The answer is the counting is a way of protecting against losses. V'al kein lo osed, kishiyas Yisrael ritzoin eshel mokam betachles ha-shleimus, v'yeh nimtzoin kol ho-avedos. And that's why, in the future, when Klal Yisrael is going to get to a level where all of us are going to be doing what Hashem wants us to do, we're not going to be doing averus anymore, which means we're not going to be incurring losses anymore. On the contrary, we're going to find all of our lost articles. As the pasuk says, that all the losses will be gathered in, and there won't be any more losses or damages. At that point, there will be no need to count the Jews. There will be no concept of counting Jews. That's when this pasuk will be fulfilled, where it says, "Asherim yuchalish limnois." If you can count the grains of sand, then you can count the Jews. However, once Bnei Yisrael committed a sin, which means they made contact with this aveda, they got involved in losing. Al kein hamispor hu tikun godol. At that point, counting is a very, very major tikun, a very major repair. Ki hamispor hu b'chinas tikun aveda, because counting is the tikun for losing. Avol me'achar shiyesh mispor shebishvil tikun aveda, bevada yesh kama v'kama shorvim la'abedu la'hazik, ve'mizgaram bo'i b'mispor. However, since counting is a tikun for aveda, therefore, then you have to know that there's going to be a lot of forces at a sitra achra that are going to want to harm that. And they try, especially when something's being counted, so they feel they're being stepped on, they're being battled against, so they want to fight back. Because counting only applies where there's a possibility of a loss. Because where the sitra achra has no possibility of making any contact, there is no need to count. Therefore, that being the case, so therefore if counting applies only where the sitra achra does have an achiza, Al kein he misgara moi ba mispor lekalkoi chas v'shalom. Therefore, they try to battle very hard against it, chas v'shalom, in order to mess it up. Al kein tziva Hashem yisporach al ha-shkolim. And it's for this reason that Hashem instructed us to give the shkolim lenidvas ha-mishkon, or look at the korbonos, as donation for the mishkon and the sacrifices. Shedezeh malin mi behem al adam. What was going on in the mishkon? We were elevating things from the category of animal, elevating it to the category of human. Umekashrin kol b'chinas nikudas ha-tachtonis l'gulas al-yonis. The Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan, was the place where all the lowest nikudas were plugged into the highest nikudas, to the Kohen Gadol, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shezehu shleimus kol ha-korbonis shayeh b'mishkan o-Beis HaMikdash. Shal shem zeh nikra korban. This is why the korbonis are called korban, shemekarev umale kol dopar l'sharoshoy. Because all of these korbonis elevate and bring the person close. They bring the person close to the nekuda alyeinu. At shenichlal hakoyel bebechinas odom. To the point where everything plugs into this concept of odom. Bebechinas odom ki yakriv nikem korban l'ashem. As the pasuk says, an odom who will bring a sacrifice, mina behemah, mina bokor, mina tzoyin takrivas korbanchem. That, again, odom from behemah and bokor. That from being animals, they will become your korban. Dahainu korban shalachem, sha'atem bnei odom. It will become your korban. You are called odom. Dahainu sheyala ha-behema, bebechinas odom, sheze bechinas korban. Kemuvan bekavonas, which is the concept of elevating the behema to a classification of odom, which is the essence of korban, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Shetzrichin bekorban lahalois hadoimem letzameach vatzameach lechai vachai lemedaber shu odom kanal. The Arizal shows how in the procedure of bringing a korban, all of these items are involved. The doimem, the salt, the tzameach, the spices, the ktoiris, the chai, the animals, all being elevated to the category, the status of odom. Through which a person is zeche to find all of his lost items, which is the concept of receiving an atonement, of forgiveness for all sins. Alkein, al yidei hashkolim, shebo b'shvil kol zeh, yidei zeh nistachin ha-mispor, shel yizgaru bo horvim, ligroim avedus chas v'shalom. And it's for this reason that through these shkolim, which were used for karbonis, through that they were able to make a tikkun for the counting, so that the other side shouldn't be able to cause any harm in the process. Ki hashkolim b'shvil hamishkan v'karbonis misaknim kol zeh. Because the shkolim, which were for the mishkan and for the karbonis, that is the tikkun for all of this. The mishkan and the karbonis are the tikkun for all of this. V'alkein koirin parshiyas elu shel misvar b'nei Yisrael machnat golem kodim shavuos. And this is why these parshiyas, Bamidbar and Nosa, are the parshiyas that precede the holiday of Shavuos. K'mo yisham razal, as the Gemara says, manu v'itzru, count and celebrate the holiday of Shavuos. Ki ikar kabula satoyer shim klal kol halacha shim chenes bikis balochanal hoidei zekanal. Because our main ability to receive the Torah is through this bekiyas and halacha. Ki achshav bavenesen rabim ein lama mishkan v'loy besanatosh v'loy machnet golem. Because now, as a result of our sins, we do not have a mishkan, we don't have a besanatosh, we don't have these degolem, the Klal Yisrael divided into these four groups, v'Yisrael mefuzor nemefarodim bagoila. But rather, instead, the Jews are spread out and dispersed in the great exile. And our only source of life is the Torah. By reading these parshiyos in the Chumash before the holiday of Shavuos, we draw upon ourselves the holiness. We connect with the 600,000 neshamos, whereby they were all soldiers. B'chinas malum de milchama, shehechu kulam b'machnat golem sevel ha-mishkan, whereby they all traveled in these four camps that surrounded the Mishkan. B'chinas ma'aser harkova kamuva, as we said before, representing the throne of Hashem. Shaydezeh onu mamshicham aleinu kedushasam, sheniske gamkein likol b'seicham. By us reading these portions in the Torah that speak about this, we draw upon ourselves that holiness for us to be able to plug into it. Ad sheniska lebechinas kabbalas haTorah b'shvuas. Until we're zeicha on shvuas to receive the Torah. V'ho'ikar aliyah is boki b'alocha anal. The most important thing is to be zeicha to be a boki in halocha. Shezeu ikar bechinas kabbalas haTorah, sheniska ladarki tshuva b'emes, lekai me'ata is called the rea Torah zois. This is the most important thing of Kabbalah Satorah, that we should be zecha to the true path of tshuva, and to start now fulfilling everything in the Torah. V'zeu b'chinas shuvi shuvi ashulamis, shuvi shuvi. Shepirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there in Shir HaShirim, Shehu ma she'umo yisoilom v'asit rachra, meisis nes Yisroel, lo shuv aleim chas v'shom. That this pasuk is referring to the other nations of the world, and the sit rachra, trying to seduce
Bnei Yisrael to follow them, Chas v'Shalom. V'Yisrael meishivim lohem, and the Jews respond to them, Matechezu bashulamis kemacholah samachanoim. Dahainu machane hadegolim. The term machanoim there refers to the flags.
Hainu me'achar shekvar zuchinu l'kdushas machane hadegolim, shaydeze kibalnu v'emshachnu aleinu b'chinas b'kiyas balo. As a result of that, we've been zeicha to draw upon ourselves this bekiyas bahalocha, l'chazek atzmenu b'chol hanafilos v'yiriyos sheboilam, to be able to withstand all any type of nafila and yirida. And because we've done that, shuv lo yisuchlu lohoses u'laviyach yisonu me'avados yisboruch b'shum oifen boilam. There's no way in the world that you will be able to get us away from Hashem, chas v'shalom. Ki ikar hu azhoro al seder machna de golem hu, V'chonu b'nei Yisrael ishal machneo v'ishal digloi. Because the main warning regarding the Jews traveling with the, you know, based on the flags, is that each and every single Jew will follow his unit. Uchsiv ish al digloi ba'oisois leveis avoisam yachnu b'nei Yisrael mineged soviv lo'oyel moed yachnu. This is what the pasuk says. V'chein shiba chaposik oisom achakach al zeh. And we find that the pasuk praises Bnei Yisrael after that. K'mo shekosuv, kein chonu ledigleim v'chein aso, that they followed their degolim. Rav Nosson Zal explains, haynu shehu ikar shekol echot zorech lizor lamoid al mekoymoy v'lo yeroy sagvul lichnois legvul chaveroy. This is a very, very important yesoid in Yiddishkeit, a very important rule, that each and every single Jew has to know to stand his place and not to get in anybody else's way, not to take anybody else's position. Shekol zeh b'chlal b'kiyas b'alocha anal. This is all included in that term b'kiyas b'alocha. Shelo yaros esagvul, not to go out of bounds. Lahavdil, in baseball, person hits the ball very, very hard. Wonderful. Wow, that was so good. Zero. He's out. Because it was a foul ball. He hit it very hard, but it wasn't within the boundaries of the ball of the baseball field. Lahavdil. In Ruchnius also, person does a mitzvah very powerfully, but he stepped on somebody else's toes to do it, or he stepped over somebody, or he went into the boundary of somebody else in a way that he shouldn't have. It's a foul ball. We find Hashem warning them several times, be careful not to cross the line. Hashem had sent up, there was a fence set up at the time around Har Sinai, and only Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to go past a certain line, and the Jews were warned, Pen yersu lalis Hashem, if anybody dares cross the line to come close to Hashem, they'll get killed in the process, chas v'shalom. Ki tzrichen liyois boki barotzi boki b'shoi, because a Jew has to know very, very well how to climb and how to fall. There are rules in doing these things correctly, and if a person doesn't know the rules, Lahavdil, Rav Nosson mentions in a different place in Likutei Halachos, that learning Gemara, the Gemara is called the Yam HaTalmud, the sea. And people know that you want to go swimming in a sea, you want to go wading in a children's pool, it's one thing. You want to go out to sea. Person gets in his canoe and goes out to sea, you know, 20, 30 miles out at sea, and starts, you know, rowing, he's in for a treat. Unless he knows what weather conditions are like, what winds are like, what kind of fish are in the waters there, and all kinds of other information, his chances of survival are extremely minimal. And Lahavdil, the same thing is true in Yiddishkeit. In Yiddishkeit, there's this term, Yam HaTalmud. And there's this concept of miyale behar Hashem umiyokum bimkoim kotshoi, that coming close to Hashem is compared to climbing a mountain. We know that mountain climbing isn't for everybody. You have to be in certain health conditions, you have to have certain equipment with you, and you have to know how to use the equipment properly. You have to know how to read the field. You have to know how to read the weather conditions to know whether when to back down, when to, you know, etc., etc. V'chol echod v'echod yesh loy b'chinas rotzui v'shoiv l'fi b'chinosoi u'l'fi azman. And each and every single Jew has his own rotzui v'shoiv, based on timing, based on where he's holding. If he's a 3-year Jew or a 30-year Jew, different definitions of what's called rotzui v'shoiv for him on his level. What's called advancing, you know, what's called retreating. Because even when we're talking about moving forward, even within moving forward, there's a forward and backwards movement. You know, it's not all straight motion. And even within a retreating movement, when a person's falling, there's also a concept of going up and down within the fall itself. Concept of breaking one's fall. Lahavdil. I remember they discussed this in self-defense. A person's in a fight and a person gets knocked down. Not the end of it. That doesn't mean anything. If he knows how to fall correctly, he's up within a second or two and it cost him almost nothing that he fell. And if a person doesn't know how to fall correctly, if the person splatters when he falls, then the odds that then the battle is over right there. The first time he falls, it's finished because he didn't learn how to get up. He didn't learn how to break the fall in a way that the fall shouldn't be devastating. It shouldn't be the end of the round completely. V'chein kol echot. So number one, within a person's own avodas Hashem, there's going up and going down. There's moving forward, advancing and retreating, and within advancing itself, there's an advance and retreat. And within retreat, there's an advance and retreat. V'chein kol echod neged chaveroi. And the same thing is true regarding two Jews who daven in the same shul, or who are relatives, or who are friends. And each one is trying to advance. Basically, they're all trying to advance. And sometimes on Monday, this one's having a good day, and the other one's having a bad, what we call a bad day. And on Tuesday, the roles are reversed. So that 1 minute I'm in an aliyah, he's in a yerida, and the next day there's a role reversal where I'm the one that needs the encouragement. Yesterday I was the one giving him encouragement, and today suddenly I find myself in a position where even if I'm older and more advanced, I'm the one that needs to hear a word of encouragement. And if I won't get it, chas v'shalom, it could cause tremendous damage. Because sometimes what's considered advancement for A, what's considered a major success, you know, a triple for A is considered a foul ball for B, you know, in terms of how for this person to spend 15 minutes learning in a day is fabulous. Wow, he did great that day because he's just getting started. For the other person, if he only learned 15 minutes that day, it means he's doing 2.5 hours less than his minimum, you know, than the minimum that he set for himself years ago. And each and every single Jew has to understand very well this movement in Yiddishkeit, not to cross any lines, not to go out of bounds. Especially for a Jew not to be pursuing honor, personal glorification, you know, or anything like that, where it could cause him to cross a line of going into somebody else's bounds, where again, two people are in business together, or two people that are competing in business, they're both in the same business, and one is jealous of the other, or one is looking to get ahead, and chas v'shalom will do something to harm the other guy, they're both buying from the same supplier, let's say. And again, he knows that if they're both going to get equal respect from the supplier, then it's competing. Maybe by dropping, maybe if he knows
that his partner just lost some money, and if he reveals that confidential information to the supplier, and the supplier will give him, will start upping the amount that he gets, and lower a little bit the amount that the other guy gets, then I'll be able to advance. I'll be able to open a new store every 6 months, and the other guy will have his nice life. He's paying his bills. He's feeding his wife. And I'm not doing anything terrible, but it's just, you know, I mean, this is the name of the game. We're all sharks in the water, and it's, you know, it's each man for himself. Chas v'shalom, rachmona litzlan. V'alkein, his hero, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu warned the Jews in the Torah, Ishal machaneu v'ishal digloi, mineged sovev lo'el moed yachnu, that each Jew needs to know his place exactly with his group, with his shevet, within his division. And all traveling around, you know, the Oel Moed being in the center, and them all traveling around that. Ki kulam tzrichim liyos nechoinim ishal machaneyu sovev loyal moed. Shubachinas vovanal, shederashom mekablam nekudel yoino, lenekuda tachtoino, lecholam okma shushom, lefima koimoi veshaitoi. Because as we mentioned earlier, each and every person has to be in the right position and receiving from the nekudu el yoino. We said that each Jew, relative to the Torah, is considered a concept of nekuda tachtoina. And the Torah is this nekuda elyona, and we're trying to receive, and we have to receive via a pipe. There's that connection, the bridge between nekuda elyona and nekuda tachtoina. And this changes. This is a dynamic thing that could change from day to day, based on where the person... You have a person who lives in Chutz Loretz, let's say. And when he's at home, he has his regular... He has his Seder, he has his learning, he has his davening, he surely goes to... He has this different thing, how many hours a day he spends on business, you know, etc., etc. Now suddenly he gets once a year or once in 2 years, he gets to make a trip to Eretz Yisrael or to a Mokom Kodesh, that kind of thing. And suddenly there's a change. There's no way in the world he's keeping the same schedule or similar set of circumstances to what he had at home. And the person says, hey, this is no good. I mean, I know that I have to have this happen at 9 o'clock in the morning and this till 5. The person doesn't realize that now it's a different circumstance where for a week or for 2 weeks, you're being put in a different situation where what's considered an aliyah, your definitions of aliyah, yerida, within your normal set of circumstances, are something completely different within this high intensity, short period of time that you're trying to gather up, to get a boost of ruchnius that has to last you, you know, for the next 6 months or the next year, you know, that it has different rules. And even if you have to be mevater, let's say a person in that kind of circumstance, let's say he's used to his 2 or 3 shurim that he has a day, and because he's not getting to keep those 2 or 3 shurim, but instead he's investing much more time in tefillah, or he's trying to look into an opportunity to buy a house, or to, you know, to move, or to help set up a child, that kind of thing, to know that that's not called yerida. That doesn't mean he committed a crime because he's not keeping his usual, you know, siddurim that he does when he's at home. Different situation, different definition. We redefine what's called aliyah and yerida within these circumstances. Shekol ze hu bechinas bekiyus b'halacha kanal. This is what Rabbeinu Zal refers to in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, Torah Vav, the 6th chapter on the Likutei Moran, as this knowledge bekiyus b'halacha. He doesn't mean halacha in the sense of Shulchan Aruch, you know, kosher posel. He means halacha in terms of movement. Movement in Yiddishkeit. Understanding how to move correctly and everything that's related to moving in Yiddishkeit. Shai de ze zoiche kol echod leilich bedarkei hatshuva. To the degree that a person understands this and learns this, to that degree the person is zeichet to go in the paths of tshuva, paths plural, the ups and downs, the advancements and the setbacks that any person who wants to do tshuva has to be prepared to contend with. Through that the person is zeichet to get to the level called Odom, Shehu Tachlis Shlemus Hamerkova, which, as we mentioned earlier, in the vision that Yechezkel HaNavi had, where he saw the throne of Hashem, and it describes first he saw these angels, and then those angels, and then higher and higher, and then, and the final item that he saw was the image of a human sitting on the throne. that was the ultimate, that's the highest level. Shehu bechinas machina hadegolim soviv hamishkan. And we had showed earlier that the four sides of the throne of Hashem correspond exactly to the movement of Klal Yisrael through the Midbar. Their four-point movement, you know, surrounding the Oyel Moed in the middle. Paragraph Chof Aleph. V'ze bechinas hadalid chayois shebimerkovo, shehim bechinas tikunei hatfilo, shedoyme lekorbonois. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we could understand the images of the four animal-like images that appear on the throne of Hashem, which correspond to the sections of tefillah that we have, which our tefillos correspond to the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Bechinas tikuna machshavois, shaydeze ikar tikuna tefillah, kishezoichen lezgaper lesalek hamachshavois rois, shein bechinas chayois rois, velachshoiv machshavois toivois, dahainu lechavein liboi heitev ledivrei tefillah. One of the first, most important prerequisites in davening is concentration, mental concentration, that the person's mind should be connected to what they're saying, you know, to take their mind off all the diversions and concentrate on what you're saying, which is one of the main tikkunim of tefillah. When a person removes any bad thoughts or any outside thoughts from their mind, which are referred to as chayois ro'ois, this is something that comes from a chapter in Likutei Moran where we know that the word chochma, sechel, is referred to as chiyus. There's a pasuk in Koheles, ha-chochma techaye bo'oleha, that knowledge, intelligence, gives life to the one who possesses it. Chochma is called chayim. The Torah is called Eitz Chayim here, tree of life. So Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 49 in Likutei Moran and in other places refers to good thoughts as chayois toivois, and bad thoughts are referred to as chayois ro'ois. And he brings proof from the Zohar HaKadosh, other places where they use this terminology, that when bad thoughts come into a person's mind and he's battling against wild animals. It's like a person in the jungle fighting his way through, and these wild animals coming to attack him. One form of them is these bad thoughts that are coming, whether it's sinful thoughts or whether it's things that are diverting his attention from focusing on tefillah, which is one of the things that makes the tefillah most effective, when your mind is focused on it. V'lachshoiv machshovois toivois, and to be thinking only good thoughts, dahainu lechavein liboi heitev ledivrei tefillah, which means that his heart and mind should be concentrating and focused on the words of tefillah coming out of his mouth, shezeu bechinas chayois tohoirois, which is compared to the concept of pure animals. We know that within animals, there are kosher ones and unkosher ones. Chayis tmeyois, chayis tohoirois, chayis, you know. Kemoi shekosu betikunei zoyar, tikun chad ve'esren, besoifoi, ayin shom. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we find in the tikunei zoyar, chapter 21, towards the end of the chapter, where the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about this concept of a Jew trying to daven Hashem, and it's a battle. It's a battle to concentrate, to hold on. And the battle, he has things coming at him from both sides. He has good thoughts and bad thoughts coming at him. And it's a matter of fighting off the bad thoughts, fighting off the wild animals, and holding on to the good ones. Mevoyer Sham Heitev, it's explained over there in the Tikkun Ezar very clearly, Shegimel Tfiloi Shebiyoim Heim Keneged Aryeh Shor Nesher, that the three Tfilois, Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis, that we say every day, correspond to three of the images on the throne of Hashem, the lion, the ox, and the eagle. V'odom hu revi'o'o, and the fourth image, which is the human-like image, the mekabel korbono, which receives the sacrifice, the ihu machshovo, the koriv, the ihu machshovo, the sacrifice in this case is the thought, the concentration of the person, the koriv umeyached koila, which the person is offering as a sacrifice, and he's designating it completely to Hashem, like he's giving it over, he's saying to it that his mind, his concentration, should be focused totally on Hashem. The chol korbonon ilein remizin begufa de barnash. And the Zohar HaKadosh says over there that the sacrifices, these different sacrifices, are also also correspond to different parts of the human body. Moicho, v'libo, v'reya, the three leaders in the body, in a sense, which are the mind, the brain, the heart, and the lungs. Inun, arye, shoyer, nesher, they correspond to these three animals, the lion, the ox, and the eagle. That they are on the positive side. The positive animals are the arye, shoyer, nesher. Kitruga delahin, and the opposing forces, the three animals that are diametrically opposed to these three are kelev, chamoyer, and nates. The dog, the donkey, these are the unkosher animals, the chayos rois. The dog, the donkey, and the nates is the falcon, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's a, which is again an unkosher bird. And corresponding to them in the body are the tchoil, the moro, and the koved. I'm sorry, exactly, in the negative sense. We spoke about the brain, the heart, and the lungs in the positive sense, positive organs of the body. And the negative side are the spleen, the gall, and the liver. Those all represent the side of gvura, the side of din. The liver, the Gemara says, is all blood. The spleen is what spits out red blood cells, if I'm not mistaken. And the gall, we know again, is a bitter item inside the person. Machshavo do odom. And the Zohar Kodesh says the thought process of the person that corresponds to the image of the odom in the throne of Hashem. Is machshavo tovo. There are good thoughts, dechevon tovin, which are compared to good at chayois toivois, the is machshavo is bishois, and there are bad thoughts, the chevon bishon, which correspond to these unkosher animals. This is how the Tikkuni Zohar discusses these relationships, these different sides, the positive, the negative, the kosher, the unkosher. V'chol zehu b'chinas tikkun ha-tshuva. And Rav Nosson Zal says all of this is tied into the concept of a person doing tshuva properly. Ki ikra tshuva al yedei tfila. Because the most important ingredient in tshuva is tefillah. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, k'hu imochem dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem. Hashem says, bring with you words and return to Hashem. And the Gemara says, Numa, ein ani mevakesh mikem elo dvorim. Hashem says, a person wants to repent, all I ask of you is talk to me. Apologize. It's a pasuk in Chumash, not in Chumash in the Novi. Mechase pshov lo yatzliach. A person tries to cover up his sins will not succeed. Umoide ve'oizev yerucham. Whereas a person who confesses his sin openly to Hashem, he discusses it. Hashem, I apologize. A person who has a cheshbon hanefesh every day, he reviews what he did that day. And he says, Hashem, today I feel like it was time that I wasted. Time that I could have used more constructively. Or I was walking in the street and I saw something that wasn't right, and instead of turning away from it immediately, I stayed to look further, to enjoy it, when it was something that a Jew's not supposed to look at, etc., etc. And a person who verbalizes the apology to Hashem, the regret, and that's a major, major factor in the tshuva. Uchsiv, as the pasuk says, Bivchi yovoyu ubetachnunim oivilein. With tears, with crying, they will come to me, and with pleadings, I will release them. You know, I'll take them out of Golus. I'll take them out of their exile. Ki gimel chayos toivoy sanal shem arye shor nesher ze bechinas gimel bechinoy shel alef anal shehem nekuda tachtoino unekudel yoino vavov kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, Rabbi Nachman in Likut Imran, in the sixth chapter over there, discusses the three sections of the letter Aleph. The upper part of the Aleph, the lower part of the Aleph, and the Vav in the middle that connects them. And Rav Nosson Zal says now that what he's referring to over there as Nekuda Tachtoina, Nekuda Elyoina, and the bridge corresponds to what the Tikkuni Zohar is saying about Aryeh, Shoyer, and Nesher. Ki Gimel Chayoy Sanal, Heim Bechinas Moyach Leiv Reyo Kanal, Shehem Gimel Bechinas Sanal. Because the three animals that are presented in the Zohar HaKadosh there correspond to the three leaders of the body, the brain, the heart, and the lung, which are these three nekudos, which are referred to as upper, lower, and Rav Nosson Zal says the brain is the source of knowledge and wisdom of the person. That obviously corresponds to the nekuda elyona that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in the Likutei Moran. V'halev Shom hadomim shemehem kol hatayvois shetzrichen lahachnis oisam kisheroitzen loshubich shetzrichen lahachnia oisam kisheroitzen loshubichuva shezeu bechinas nekuda tachtoina lahachnia damanal. The heart, on the other hand, represents the nekuda tachtoina. Why? Because the heart is the source of all the emotions, all the desires, including the base desires. And Rabbi Nizal, in that chapter in the Gemara, talks about a person doing tshuva by subduing the blood in the left side of the heart. You know, the Yetzirah, who's referred to as the dam in, on the left side of the heart. So the heart represents the nekuda. The moyach is the nekuda elyona. The lev is the nekuda tachtoina. V'horeya hi ruach shebekanfei reya shehi bechinas vov. And when we talk about the lungs, we're not just talking about the physical lung as much as we're talking about the ruach, the wind, the air, the ruach hachayim, which passes through the lungs, the breath of life, which corresponds to the vav. That's the vav that connects the upper and lower portion of the aleph. Why? Ki vav bechinas ruach ki yadua. Because we know that the letter vav of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei corresponds to Ruach. It's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, correspond to the four basic elements of creation, which are Eish, Ruach, Eish, Mayim, Ruach, Ofor. Eish and Mayim correspond to the letters Yud and Hei of Hashem's name. Ruach is the Vav, and Ofor is the final Hei of Hashem's name. There are reasons why it works exactly this way. The Yud and Kei are referred to as Ahava and Yira, which again correspond to Eish and Mayim. Yira is Eish. There's a pasuk in the Chumash, Ki yoresa mipnei ha'esh, you were afraid of the fire. So those are the first two letters. The Vav represents Ruach. Many reasons. We know that the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei also correspond to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Dovid HaMelech. The last letter is Dovra Melech, and that Yaakov is this Bechinas Ruach. It says by Yaakov Avinu, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avihem. There are several psukim that show that that's what he represents. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, we see that Ruach is the Vav, and Ruach is the lungs. That's what the lungs are all about, processing the Ruach HaChaim, the breath of life. So that these three parts of the body, Moyach, Lev, and Reya, which correspond to Aryeh Shur Nesher, the Zohar HaKadosh said, also correspond to this Nekuda Elyona, Nekuda Tachtoina, and that Vav in the middle. Kiyadua, Shehi Bechinas Nesher, which the Ruach corresponds to Nesher, Bechinas Shomayim. Kimoy Shekosuv, Kenesher Yo'uf HaShomayim, that the Nesher, the path of the eagle, is in the skies. Ukamoy Shekosuv, Derech HaNesher BaShomayim. And Shomayim is represented by the Vav. Rabbein Azal says in that chapter in Likutei Moran that the Vav is the Rokia that unites. The Nekuda Elyona was the sun, the Nekuda Tachtoina was the moon, and the Vav was the Rokia, or the Shomayim, in which is the arena in which they both play in, the sun and the moon. And the Nesher is associated with Shomayim, Derech HaNesher BaShomayim. Shekol ze bechinas Vav shebetoich Aleph Kanal. Ukeshemes Saknen hu Aleph. And Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran that when a Jew perfects the Aleph, when a Jew sees to it that his Nekuda Tachtoina, Nekuda Elyoina, and the connection are in place, then Nase Bechinas Odom, he affects this Tikkun of Odom, which was discussed over there, the Tikkun of Dam and the Aleph. Shezeo Bechinas Pnei Odom Shebechaya, Shehu Lamala Min HaKol. This refers to that fourth image, which is the image of Adam, which is above all the rest. That's the highest one. Ki kvar mavur, because we explained earlier, shebechol bechina yesh bechinas Adam, that within each one of these is not an independent entity. Within Aryeh, there's Shor Sheba Aryeh, Nesher Sheba Aryeh, and Adam Sheba Aryeh. V'alkein gam bebechinas hachayos biatzmon, Nistakin Bechinas Odom. And that's why even within these three, the Aryeh, Shor, and Nesher, there is a tikkun of Odom being performed. V'aharkach, kishorisim tshuva al tshuva, zoichon lebechinas Odom o'elyin kanal. And when a person does the first level of tshuva, he's perfecting, he's elevating himself, he's making a tikkun of Odom, him being the Odom in a sense. when a person does tshuva al tshuva, which Rabbi Nizal discusses over there, then he's affecting a tikkun kaviyochol in Odom Ho'elyon, the term that's used, Odom Ho'elyon, you know, corresponding to the throne of Hashem. Now, the next paragraph he's going to explain, he's going to clarify this more a little bit.
Sure. Paragraph Chof Beis. V'zeh b'chinas seder kiddusha. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on everything we discussed so far, we could relate this to the kodosh, kodosh, kodosh that we say several times a day. Zeh b'chinas gimel nekudos anal. The three kodoshes correspond to the three nekudos that we spoke about before. The nekuda elyoina, the nekuda tachtoina, and the vov in the middle. Kama shepirish b'targum, as it says in the Aramaic. Kaddish b'shmei maroi mo'ilo. That the first Kaddish refers to way above, Zebechinas Nekuda El Yoina. Then Kaddish Al Ara, Oiva Gevurte. Then there's the second Kaddish, Kodosh, which refers to the Oretz, Zebechinas Nekuda Tachtoina. Bechinas Voho Oretz Hadoim Ragloi, the Eretz, which is the footstool of Hashem. And then the third one, Kaddish Liolam Liol Meomayo, Zebechinas Hiskashus Uklolius Nekuda Tachtoina Benekuda El Yoina. That represents the connection and the merging together of the upper Nekuda and lower Nekuda. Shezeh ho'ikar, that's the most important thing. Shaydezeh Hashem Yisborach miskadel u'miskadesh lo'ilam vo'ed. That's what makes it that kaviyochel Hashem is glorified and sanctified eternally. Shezeh ikar tachles habriyah kanal, which is the ultimate purpose of creation. V'zeh maloi chol oretz kevoidoy, and this is why we say right afterwards that Hashem's kovoid fills everywhere. Zeh b'chinas ha-kovoy shenishlam al yidei ha-tshuva. This represents what Rabbi Nizal writes in that chapter in the Likutei Moran about the kovoid of Hashem, which is nishlam, which is completed through a person doing tshuva. Ki les kovoy b'loi chof, shehu b'chinas tshuva, al yidei kol b'chinas anal, kama shekos Hashem batu anal. Because the word kovoid begins with the letter chof, and Rabbi Nizal explained over there that Chof is Keser, and Keser was symbolic of the whole concept of Tshuva. That's the way it was discussed in that chapter in Likutei Moran. V'zeh v'tisoyni ruach, v'eshmach rai koil rash godol, boruch kevoid Hashem im koimoi, zeh b'chinas kovoid ho'elyoin yoiser, b'chinas kovoid olam haba. The posuk, first, the preceding posuk says, m'loy chol aretz kevoidoi, that Hashem's kovoid is everywhere. That refers to a lower level kavod of Hashem, the kavod of this world. Then, after that, the pasuk says, Boruch kavod Hashem mimkoimoi, that's referring to the kavod olam haba. In that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal discusses kavod olam hazeh and kavod olam haba. Tshuva and tshuva on top of tshuva. So the Boruch kavod Hashem mimkoimoi refers to that higher level kavod. Ki al yidei tshuva b'shleimus, dahinu tshuva al tshuva, Zoichen lechabedes Hashem Yisborach bebeis bechinas kovoid. Because by a person doing tshuva and then doing a tshuva on their first tshuva, analyzing their first tshuva and seeing how lacking it was and trying to do a tshuva on that, through that a person is zoiche to give Hashem respect on two levels. Shehu bechinas keilu kibdo el Hashem Yisborach b'shnei oilomois. As Rabbi Nizal in Likutei Moran quotes a Gemara over there, which says that a person who does this, it's as if he gave Hashem respect in both worlds. Shehem kovoid olam hazeh, the kovoid olam haba. Kimavur sham b'hatoyer anal. As is discussed clearly in Torah Vov and Likutei Moran, that this is based on. Hu shnei b'chinois kovoid anal, heim maloi chol oretz kovoidoi, ze b'chinas kovoid olam hazeh, u boruch kovoid Hashem mimkoimoi, ze b'chinas kovoid ho'elyon, b'chinas kovoid olam haba, shehu ikar, shehu ikar. Bechinas kvoid elikim haster davor, sheyefsher lahasigoy klal. Rav Nosson Zal writes now that the two types of kovoid that are discussed in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, kovoid olam hazeh and kovoid olam haba, correspond to the two statements, maloi chol oretz kevoidoi and boruch kevoid Hashem memkoimoi, which refer to these two levels of kovoid, of which the second one is the higher one, which is the aspect of kevoid elikim haster davor. In that chapter, in the Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal says that the kovoid of olam hazeh, if a person is zoiche to the lower level of kovoid, then people still challenge that kind of kovoid. Because Rabbi Nizal there quotes a posuk that says, kovoid malachim chakor dovor, that when a person is zoiche to the kovoid of kings,
Chaker Dover, he's always under investigation. We have all of these politicians who are always under investigation. Press would say, what kind of nonsense? The guy finally made it in life. He's got all of this kavod. He's got this glory. He's naming the papers. And he's right up there. He's a member of parliament or a member of the government, this, that. He has kavod, but yet it's not. Rabbeinu Zal says that there's two types of kavod. There's kavod elikim haster dover, a person who is zeichet to the kavod of Hashem, which is something that is hidden, which people know they can't question. It's something that people understand somehow that it's beyond them. It's hidden. Can't be understood completely. I don't have to understand it completely. Whereas the lower level kavod, kavod malachim, the pasuk says chakor dovor. That's something which people are always asking me, who's Eve? Who is this guy? Who's, you know, he's not any better than me. What makes him worthy of being? And Rav Nosson Zal is tying it together here to these two statements, Meloi Chol Oretz Kevoidoi and Boruch Kevoid Hashem Im Koimoi. Shal Zeh Nemar Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi. About this higher level Kevoid, the Kevoid Olam Haba, the Boruch Kevoid Hashem Im Koimoi, that about that Kevoid, the Pasuk also says, Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi, that even the angels say, where is Hashem's kavod? Implying they can't even fathom it. They realize that they can't understand it fully. Shezeu b'chinas boruch kavod Hashem im koimoi, kemuvon lamaskil. This is connected to the boruch kavod Hashem im koimoi, as is known to people who know. When he says lamaskil here, he's referring to based on Sifrei Kabbalah. The Arizal mentions these items. The fact that, for example, in Kese, on Shabbos, at Musaf, which is the highest level of Kiddushin, it's one of the highest levels of Kiddusha, that's when we say Keser. Keser Yitnu Lecha Hashem Alekeinu, that the Jews crown Hashem. And the Keser refers to the hidden Kavod of Hashem, something that we can't understand. There's a pasuk, B'mufla Mimcha Al Tidroish, U'B'mechusa Mimcha Al Tachkar, in that which is way out of your reach, don't attempt to delve into it, and in that which is covered up from you, don't attempt to understand it completely. That's referring to this light of Keser. In Keser is where we say this Boruch Kevoid Hashem Im Koimoi and this Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi, referring to this crown of Hashem. In fact, it's brought, the Arizal says that the word Aye represents the three Moichim. The Aleph stands for Keser, because Aleph is the letters Pele. Pele is wondrous, which is one of the nicknames for Keser, and the Yud Hey are Chochma and Bina, just as in the Yud Kei of Yud Kei Vov Kei. The Arizal says that you should know that on Shabbos, a person receives the Neshama Yisera, as it's called. Everybody knows that. The question is when? When does it actually come to the person? So the Arizal says that you should know, number one, if a person is zecher to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, that's when they start taking on this extra neshama of Shabbos. That's when they start getting the glow, like, in a sense. However, the Arizal goes on to show that there are three places in the Friday night davening, and there are three places in the Shabbos morning davening, where a person actually receives different sections of this neshama yisera. On Friday night, when you say, Boi Chalo Shabbos Malkasa, those who daven Nusach Svard, where they say, Boichalo, 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 Shabbos Malkasa, that's when the person receives the Nefesh Yisera. When they make the Bracha, HaPoirei Sukkah Sholem Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael, that's when the person receives the Ruach. And when the Chazan says, Baruchu, the Baruchu, at the end of davening of Ma'ariv, Friday night, is when the person receives the Neshama. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, three sections of the female portion of the Neshama Yisera. A, B, and C, of female. Shabbos morning, the Arizal says, is when the person receives the three male sections of the Neshama Yisera. When do those come? Number one, when the person says Nishmas. That's why Nishmas is such a special, special tefillah. When the person says Nishmas Kol Chai Tavorech Hashimcha, that first sentence, that's when the person receives the Nefesh of Duchra, the Nefesh of the male portion of this Neshama Yisera. Next, when the person is about to begin the Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris, when they say, Goal Yisrael, Hashem Sfosai Tiftach, right over there, when those two come together, that's when the person receives the Ruach of Duchra, and when the person says, Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi, when the person says Aye Meklin Kevoidoi in Keser, that's when the Arizal says the Neshama Yisera is complete. That's when he receives level 6 of these 6 pieces of the Nefesh Yisera that complete it. So this Aye Meklin Kevoidoi is a very, very special item that we say on Shabbos morning, where a person is tapping into that Kvoid Elikim. He's tapping into that kovoid of Olam Haba, that highest kovoid of Hashem. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, V'oz nechlal b'chinas kovoid malochim b'chinas kovoid elikim. And then, when a person is zoichet to both of these kovoids, then the two kovoids merge together. The lower kovoid, which is called kovoid malochim, and the higher kovoid, which is called kovoid elikim. Kimavur sham b'tchil... Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Because it's explained over there in the beginning of chapter Vov and Likut Imran, Shetzrichim Livroyach Mena Kovoid, that a Jew is supposed to run away from Kovoid. V'oz Daiko Zoichen Lebechinas Kvoid Elikim, and a person who is Zoichen to try to avoid Kovoid, when he does receive Kovoid, it's type B. It's that higher level Kovoid. It's that Kvoid Elikim, which nobody questions, nobody challenges. Ayin Shom, look over there in the first paragraph of Torah Vov on the Kutuman where this is discussed. Hainu, this means, Shehakovoid Malochim Nichlal Bibchinas Kvoid Elikim. This means that by this person, his Kvoid Malochim gets plugged into Kvoid Elikim. Why? Ki bevadai kol hakovoid sheyesh leza odom shebo olam hu bechinas kvoid malochim shu kovoid olam hazeh shu bechinas nukuda tachtoina bechinas malchus. Because certainly you have to understand that any kovoid that a person receives in this world, in the physical world, whether it be based on gashmius, whether it be based on his wealth, whether it be on his title, he's a doctor, he's lavdal a rabbi, he's a honorable title, or based on strength, you know, conquer, whatever it is. Even kovoid of Yiddishkeit. If it's in this world, it's a concept of kovoid olam hazeh. It's a concept of kvoid malochim. It's a concept of nekuda tachtoina, concept of malchus, that lower level kovoid. Aval kol zman she'enoi mekashir uma lezeh ha-kovoid malochim l'sharosho l'b'chinas kvoid olikim aster dovor, so long as the person does not see to it to plug that kovoid that he's receiving into kvoid alekim, into that higher level, she'enoi mekasher nekuda tachtoina b'nekuda alyoina al yidei hatshuva, he's not zoiche to plug in the lower nekuda to the upper nekuda through his tshuva process, oz nemar olov kvoid malochim chakor dovor. Then you can say about that person that his kovoid is a concept of kvoid malochim, which is always under investigation. Always, people are always scrutinizing it. Shehakol chaykron al kvoidoi. People are always questioning the respect that's being given to him. Kemo shekosu shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Avol, whereas kishoise tshuva al tshuva bishleimus, when a person is zeicha to go through the cycle of tshuva, and he does a first tshuva, and then he does a tshuva on that first tshuva, and he keeps going until he purifies himself again and again, ad shezeicha lebechinas kevoid elikim, to the point where he's zeicha to tap into that higher level kovoid, the kovoid of Hashem, oz mekasher bechinas kvoid malochim bekvoid elikim, then he connects these two. Ki mekasher kovoid hoilam hazeh bekovoid hoilam habo. Ki enoi mekabel hakovoid b'shvil oilam hazeh klal. Because this person, when he's being shown any respect in this world, he's not accepting it in that manner at all. He's not swallowing it, he's not taking it in and enjoying it on the level of this world. Rak b'shvil Hashem yizborach levad. But rather, he's only accepting kovoid for the sake of Hashem. In other words, if people respect him in any way, he's not using it, he doesn't take advantage of it personally in any way to try to see what I can get out of that, but rather he uses it only to bring people close to Hashem. Any authority that he has by people, any respect that they give him, he'll look to pass it on to Hashem. He's looking to play hot potato, that the kovoid is given to him, and he's holding on to it as little as possible, simply looking to shuffle it on to Hashem.
כדי לכבד השם יזבורך בבייז אוילומוי, so that he can show respect to Hashem in both worlds, in this world and the next world. וזה בחינס מה שאומר זל, this is what the Gemara tells us, כשאומר שלוימוי ויובוי מלך הכובוי, that when Shlomo HaMelech was initiating the Beis HaMikdash to be built, and he said this chapter in Tehillim, so that the doors wouldn't open at first. And he said, Sh'u Sh'arim Rashechem, gates open, open up, V'yovoi Melech HaKovoi, and let the king, the honorable king, enter. Rahati Tari Levale, the doors rushed over to swallow him up. They wanted to beat him up. V'omru, when they said, Mihu Zeh Melech HaKovoi, who is this person that has the audacity to refer to himself as Melech HaKovoi? Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there in Tehillim, Shesavru Sheomar Melech HaKovoi Alatzmoi. They mistook what he said. They thought that Shlomo HaMelech was saying this about himself, that he was calling himself the Honorable King, and he was saying, open wide to let the Honorable King enter. Kivon Shomar Hashem Tzvokos Hu Melech HaKovoi Tzelo. But when he responded, what are you talking about? I'm referring to Hashem. Hashem Tzvokos Hu Melech HaKovoi Tzelo. Nochu. They calmed down. Hainu Kanal. This is related to what we said before. Shesavru Shechas V'Sholom Hu Chelek HaKovoi Li'atzmoi Ve'en Kavanos V'Shol Hashem Yisborach. They first thought that he was making this statement and in order to draw Kavoi to himself personally, for personal reasons, for personal pleasure, Chas V'Shalom. V'Alkein Sho'alu Miyad Mi Zeh Melech HaKovoi. And that's why they immediately questioned that Kovoi. Right on the spot, right away. Who? Mi Zeh Melech, who are you? Ki K'shecholek HaKovoi Li'atzmoi She'zeh Bechinas Kvoid Melochim Levad Bevadai HaKoyel Sho'alim Mi Zeh Melech HaKovoi Kimavur Bechiras HaTorah Na'am. Because when a Jew looks to take Kovoi, to receive honor, respect, glory, for personal use, not for Hashem's kavod, but he wants it mamish for himself, but rather he uses it only to bring people close. The ideal example of this is the case of Avram Avinu, where we're told that Avram Avinu at one point was very wealthy, gigantic home, entrances on all four sides, and he would take in guests. He would treat them gorgeous. The Hilton Hotel Plus, you know, the best. And people would be in there, poor people would come in and they'd be, you know, this was like Gan Eden, coming into a Gan Eden, being treated so well, and gorgeous towels and everything of finest, sit down to eat. He'd give them the most delicious meal. After the meal, they'd be finished and they'd say, like, how could we thank you? What are you talking about? Thank me? You got it all wrong. You think I invented all of this? This was all given to me by someone. It was all given to me by Hashem. And you can thank him. You know how we're going to thank him? There's a special blessing that we say at the end of the meal, Birkas HaMozoin, where we acknowledge who all of this really belongs to, where all of this comes from. That's the ideal example of this concept of looking to shift all kavod to Hashem. Because we're told, Rabbeinu Zal writes so much about this, all the Sforim write about this, especially Rabbeinu Zal, that kavod kills. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Horabonus mekaberes es baleho. Rabonus, which means authority, kovoid, honor, chashivus, kills. The Gemara brings proof that of all these sons of Yaakov Avinu, the one who died first was Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Leader. Because he was a leader. And leadership kills. Malchus memshola kills. Even though you would say, but hold on a second, Yosef HaTzadik was surely kvoid elikim. He certainly, you know, was the highest level. True. And yet this point is still, the Gemara is still showing us this, that this item of kavod is deadly. It's malchus. Malchus is din. Dino de malchus adina. And therefore, a Jew has to avoid it to whatever the degree they can. But let's say a person's a parent, and there's a mitzvah sase in the Torah, kabeid es avicha v'simecha. So what do I do then? What do I do when my kid comes home from school, and the Rebbe in Yeshiva taught him that when a parent walks into a room, he's supposed to stand up. And when a parent walks into a room, you're supposed to ask the parent, would you like something to drink? Can I bring it? Can I bring you your slippers? Can I bring you that? What do I do when my kid starts doing that? The answer is what you do is you pray very, very hard. You pray that it shouldn't affect you, that it shouldn't infect you, that you shouldn't take it personally. He's not giving me kavod. That's kavod haTorah. He's fulfilling a mitzvah in Torah. He's showing respect to Hashem by giving this to me. If Hashem said, spit in your father's face, then I would be just as happy, I'd be just as comfortable if my son spit in my face as if he brought me a glass of coffee, you know, on a silver platter.
To me, it's identical. It's the Rotzon of Hashem that I'm looking for, and it's the Kavod of Hashem that I'm looking for. Nothing in, I'm trying to train myself that none of it is personal, that I don't take any of that personal whatsoever, whether it be in home life, whether it be in professional life, whether it be in people that I'm learning with, always looking that the Kavod, a person gave such a good shiur. Wow, you gave such a great shiur. Of course, I gave a shiur. The Sefer is great. You know, it's the one who wrote the Sefer. Yeah, but you explain it so well. That's for me, or that's a gift from Hashem? Hashem gives a person the ability to understand, and Hashem gives one person the ability to express himself better than somebody else can. But if the person takes credit for that personal, he's missing the boat. Avol kishomar Hashem tzvokoisu melech, whereas when Shlomo Melech responded, I'm not the Melech HaKovoid, Hashem is the Melech HaKovoid. Dahainu shebechinas Melech HaKovoid, bechinas Kovoid Melochim, bechinas Kovoid Olam Hazeh, who bishvil Hashem tzvokois levadoi bishvil kvoid elikim. He wasn't lying. Shlomo Melech wasn't saying, I'm not a king. I am a king, and there is a halach of Melech by me. But his response was that when I said Melech HaKovoid, I wasn't referring to me personal, period. I was saying that any kovoid that I have, any author, is a kovoid that's tied into Hashem Tzvokoi Su Melech HaKovoid Sela. I'm asking the doors to open for me out of respect for Hashem. Who made me king? Who said I should be king? It was Hashem who said to David HaMelech, I want him to be king. Oz Nochu. Then the doors calmed down. They couldn't ask any more shilas. They couldn't ask any more questions. Because about Hashem's kavod, the pasuk says haster dovar. It's something hidden. The chol zel b'china shavuos. And Rav Nosson says this is all tied into the holiday of Shavuos. She'oz nishlam kavod Hashem al yedei Torah shekibalnu. That's when the kavod of Hashem reached a peak, a shlemus, through kapolas haTorah. Ki ein kavod el haTorah. Because the Gemara says in one place that the true kavod is Torah. As the pasuk says, that Hashem's kavod manifests itself like a burning fire, like what they saw on Har Sinai. V'alkein shavuos bechinas malchus, and therefore, on one hand, shavuos, the holiday of shavuos, is a concept of malchus. Bechinas ze ya'atzor bi'ami. He will rule over my people, and it's called atzor, miloshen atzeres, which is one of the nicknames of shavuos. Bechinas Malchus David, Shalkein Koirin Rus B'Shavuos. That's why we read Megillus Rus on Shavuos, because Shavuos is a concept of Malchus, which originates from Rus. Shemedaber Mehoilodas David, Alidei Boyaz V'Rus. Ki Iker Ze Hashlemus Ein Zeche Kim David Moshiach. Because the main person who will be Zeche to this Malchus Digdusha on the highest level is going to be David HaMelech and Moshiach. Shezocho LeKabel HaMalchus B'Shlemus Alidei Shehoyo Onov Be'emes. He was Zeche to the highest degree of Malchus because his humbleness was B'Tachlis Hashem, was perfect. As David HaMelech said about himself, I'm a worm. I'm not a human being. I'm a worm. And any respect that was being shown to him, if that he accepted, he didn't accept it personally. He didn't take it personally in any way whatsoever. Ki ikar shlemus hatshuva zocho David. Because we know that David HaMelech is also the symbol of Shleimus HaTshuva. Kama Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, She'ikra HaTshuva Alidei David, that the main one to set the example for Klal Yisrael of the fact that any Jew has the ability to do tshuva was from David HaMelech. Kama Yishakosu, as the Gemara says, Lo Yehoya David Roy Lo Yisamaisa, that the whole incident with Bathsheba should never have happened. David HaMelech was not capable of doing such a thing. The only reason why it had to happen was for him to set the example for Klal Yisrael regarding tshuva. Elo kedei lahoyrois tshuva. V'alkein omar David kamo pa'omim kol hayoim klimosi negdi. And this is why we find throughout the Sefer Tehillim that David HaMelech speaks about his shame and embarrassment. He says, all day my shame is in front of me. Vani kecheresh lo yeshma, and I feel like a deaf person who doesn't hear. Ne'elamti dumiyo hechishesi mitoy. I'm silent. I have no words. Ne'lamti lo yeftach pi, doim la'Hashem v'scholaloi. He writes about all of these things, about being so ashamed and embarrassed that he can't even find words to say. V'chein harbe b'sefer tilim, as we find throughout the entire Sefer Tehillim. Ki ikar ha-tshuva al-yidei ha-dmima v'ashsika, because Rabbeinu Zal taught us in that chapter in Kodiman that the most important ingredient in tshuva is this ability to be embarrassed silently and to take it quietly without striking back, without answering back in any way. Shaydei zeh zeichen l'kvoid alikim, through which a person is zeichet to that higher level of kvoid. Dainu sheyuchlal kvoid malachim b'kvoid alikim kanal. Meaning that the person should be zeichet that his kvoid malachim, his kvoid olam hazeh, should plug into the kvoid olam haba, the kvoid of Hashem. Shezeu b'chinas malchus David Moshiach, shehu yachzir kol ho'ilam b'tshuva, ki ikra tshuva lidei zeh kanal. He'll be the one to bring get the entire world to do tshuva, because this is the essence of tshuva. This is the most important facet of tshuva. This ability, this feeling shame and embarrassment before Hashem, where any kavod that's being given to me compared to Hashem, what am I? Nothing, shiva, nothing. Person wants to compliment me for my wealth. My Rabbeinu Zal gives a moshel in Likutei Moran about a king who once sent, one of his officers to be a governor in a city. And the governor really got into it. Like, he had the people bow to him, and he had them treat him like a king plus. Then one day, the king came to visit the governor. And people were walking in to see the governor. They didn't know from the king at all. The governor never told them that there's a king. He told them, Ani, I'm it. And people came in to see the governor, and they bowed to him, and they called him, Your Royal Highness. And the real king is looking on, watching this, and the governor is turning purple, pink, every color in the world. He doesn't know where to go, how to sink into the ground deep enough to hide from shame and embarrassment. How they're all bowing out to him, and in front of the king, he's a nothing. He's a fingernail. He's garbage. Rabbeinu Zal says it's the same thing with us in this world, all of us in this world, compared to Hashem. If a person believes that there's a Hashem, and that Hashem is Melech HaKovoid, and Hashem is the richest, smartest, fastest, best in everything. Now, when somebody wants to compliment you, when somebody wants to tell you how great you are and how wonderful you are, and how, picture that you're standing right next to Hashem, and let's see if you're dumb enough, if you're silly enough, to negate Hashem, to ignore Hashem, and take it all in, enjoy it, enjoy that personal glory, Chas v'Shalom. Paragraph Chof Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, Gam Gimel Chayoy Sanal Shem Aryeh Shor Neshe Shem Bechinas Moyach Leiv Reya Hem Keneged Gimel Bechinois Shal Yodon Zeichen L'Tshuva. We spoke earlier about three of the four images on the Merkava Hashem, which were the Aryeh, the Shor, and the Nesher, and we said that they correspond to the three leading organs in the body, the Moyach, the Leiv, and the Reya, the lung. Rav Nosson Zal says, these three correspond also to the three ingredients needed for tshuva. Dehainu l'sakein b'chinas hashmein leiv homazeh v'oznov hachbeid v'einov hosha k'mo yishakozu b'toironal. Rabbeinu Zal in that Torah makes reference to a pasuk in Yeshaya Novi, I believe, where it says, Hashem says to the Novi, prepare the people's hearts and their ears and their eyes. Ki bevadai yev shalakapel me'atzadik pchinas Moshe shunekudel yoyno shal yoda yikra tshuva yev shalakapel menu kolzman shubchinas hashmein leiv oznav hachbeid kamei sharoyim bechush. Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible for the tzaddik to be able to show a person how to do tshuva properly, etc., etc., and for a person to receive what the tzaddik is dishing out while the person's heart is closed or while the person's ears and eyes are closed. As we, Rav Nosson Zal says, as we see in reality, Shehatzadik megale noirois venefloes koele hameirim einayim o mechay nefoshois lechol mi sheroitza lestakra loemes. The tzaddik in each and every single generation is revealing unbelievable things, unbelievable chidushei Torah and everything, which any person who wants to be honest, any person who wants to listen with an honesty, will see the truth. And they'll be able to do a real tshuva. V'harbei b'nei odom, af al pi sheyecholim lilmoid, einom royim klal oyer godol v'noyer kozeh. And Rav Nosson Zal says there are many people who, despite the fact that they're talmidei chachamim, they're able to learn Gemara and Shulchan Aruch and Poiskin and even Kabbalah and all kinds of things, and despite that, they don't see the light. They're not zeichet to make the connection to the tzaddik. Shekol zeh nimshach mibechinas hashmein leiv v'oznov hachbeid v'einov hosha. It's all based on the fact that their hearts and eyes and ears are unavailable. V'chol ze nimshach mi ta'avosom harois. And all of it is based on their taivos rois. Shadayim lo yischilu l'shtadel klal l'achnia achiras d'meim orash v'chol asmoli. They haven't started working on themselves yet. They haven't started being masaking their midos rois and their taivos rois. Just because a person knows Gemara doesn't mean he's a mensch yet. Lahavdil, there are galochim, there are Catholics that learn Gemara in university. That doesn't make them good Jews. That doesn't make them balei midos or anything. A person can be a rosha, marusha. You know, the Gemara talks about it. You know, and be knowledgeable in Torah. Doesn't mean anything yet. Not only shehem mishukoyim adayim b'chol ha-taivos, unfortunately, some of these people, it's not bad enough that they're still steeped in taivos rois and midos rois. And many of them actually commit sins, physical sins, with women, with other things, Rachmona Litzlan. Afgam Yeshbohem Kino Harbe. On top of all of that, they have tremendous jealousy, the chafetzim bekovoid, and they want kovoid tremendously. And when they see sincere religious Jews who are serving Hashem, who are davening with kavana, who are getting up early, who are doing all the right things, they get jealous of them, and they want to swallow them. Because again, if he's around, if people take notice of him, they're not going to take notice of me. They want all the kavod for themselves. V'Hashem lo yazvenu biyodoi. However, Hashem will not allow that to happen. V'ze b'chinas gimel klipois hatmeyois, shem b'chinas chevon bishin hanizkar b'tikunim anal. And this is the whole concept of the three klipois that are completely tamei, which are referred to in the Tikkuni Zohar as chevon bishin, chayos rois, shehem b'chinas kelev, chamor, neitz, which are symbolized by the dog, the donkey, and the falcon. I think Nates is a falcon, or a hawk, if I'm not mistaken. Shehem keneged Arye Shor Nesha Shabidusha. They represent the Chayos Rois. They are Chayos that are not kosher. They are the opposite of Arye Shor Nesha, who symbolize Moyach Lev and Reah. Ki Achevon Bishin, Kelev, etc. Him Bechinas Koved Morot Choyl. These three Chayos Rois, they correspond to the negative organs of the body. The liver, the gall, and the spleen. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Tikkuni Zohar where this is discussed. V'gimel elu hein b'chinas ha-kino v'ha-taiva v'ha-kovoid. And Rav Moshe Zal says these three chayos rois, and these three organs of the body, the liver, the spleen, and the gall, they correspond to these three midos rois, kino, taiva, and kovoid. Hakino ze b'chinas shemekanim b'aksherim v'yireim u'mevayishim odisom. Kino refers to those people who are jealous of truly religious people, and they insult them, and they embarrass them, they spill their blood. That's the opposite of what we spoke about earlier, the nekuda tachtoina, which is the concept of doim lashem, to be silent for Hashem. Because these people aren't silent when they're being embarrassed. On the contrary, they're the ones doing the insulting. Heim mevayshim u'mecharfin yirei Hashem. They are the ones who go around insulting people who are really, really religious. V'ataiva haynu is gabrus hadam shebechol asmoli. The second midoro, which is taiva, when a person is just interested in satisfying their physical desires, that corresponds to the nekuda mtsoi, which is the concept of the dam, the blood in the left side of the heart, the etzahara. Ki bevadai etzlom hadam hora betoikvoi, because by these people, that blood in the left side of the heart, their etzahara, is at full strength. Shemishom kol hataivois, that's where all of these evil desires come from. Vezehu, and the third item, vezehu hakovoid, ki al yedei ze poigmin bekovod Hashem izborokanal. As a result of these two things, they are poigim in the kovod of Hashem. Kama shiroyim bechush, as we see mamish in real life, shehem roid finachar hakovoid, that these people are really looking for kovoid. Veroid zemlikach kol hakovoid liatzmon, they want all the kovoid. V'zehu, and this is why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hakino v'hataivo v'hakovoid moitzien esodom en oilam. These three things erase the Odom.
Rav Nosson Zal says, Ha'odom Daika. Look at the word that the Mishnah uses. Moitzin es ha'odom min oilam. It could have said Moitzin oisai min oilam. What does it say Moitzin es ha'odom? Because this is all the opposite of that Odom that Rabbi Nezal discusses in Torah Vav and Likutei Moran. The Odom Hayoshev Alakise, the Aleph Dam, the person who has made the tikkun of the Aleph, the three Nakudas of the Aleph, and the Doim Lashem. And these people are still in a category where their hearts are not prepared to receive, and their eyes are not open, their ears are not open. Their ears and eyes are fat and heavy. Their eyes and hearts are not sensitive. They're not capable of seeing and receiving the bright light that the tzaddik is shining into the world. Because to the degree that a person is poigim in kina, taiva, and kovoid, to that degree, his eyes and ears and heart are messed up. Shein b'chinas pegama gimel nekulos kanal. Avol ha'hepech mihem. Whereas, if a person is zeichet to the opposite of them, humi shechos al chayev. What kind of person are we talking about? A person who feels sorry for himself, who cares about himself. U'boireach min ha'kovoid. And therefore, the first thing on his agenda is avoiding kovoid. He's looking, his main concern is about his true eternal future. And therefore he's making every effort in the world to come close to the emes. And he's prepared to go through shame and embarrassment and insults in order to come close to the emes. Through which he's the tshuva, shehu bechinas tikkun hamerkova gdeisha, which is the tikkun of the throne of Hashem, as we said earlier. Shehi bechinas aryeh shor nesher, shein bechinas tikkun hagimel nekudos tzanal, shein bechinas tikkun halev ohznayim veinayim, sheyoven beliboy ubeinov yira ubeoznov yishma veshov verofoloi. As the pasuk says, that if the person's eyes will see, and if his ears will listen, and his heart will open up, then he'll be zeche to do tshuva and to be cured. Ki einayim ze aryeh. Rav Nosson Zal says the eyes correspond to the lion of the Merkava. Shehu ois yois re'iya. The word aryeh is the same letters as re'iya. Shehu liyamin. That's on the right side of the throne. Shehu b'chinas nekud el yoyna. That corresponds to the upper nekud of the aleph. Lev ze b'chinas nekud ha'tachtoyna. Now the heart represents the Nekuda Tachtoina, as we said earlier, because the lave is the place of the Cherpois and Bizyonis, the Nekuda Tachtoina. Cherpas lave, the Pasuk says. Oznaim zebechinas horea. The ears correspond to the lungs. Bechinas hei oini islarea, shepirushoi oznaim. As the Gemara says, there are five lobes to the lungs. The word oini means lobe, like the ear lobe. So we see that the Gemara uses the same terminology for the lungs as is used for the ears. Five branches of the lungs, and the lungs are actually shaped like the ear, if I'm not mistaken. Ki horeo hu bechinas ruach, shederachsho meiro nekudel yoyna benekudachtoyna, shebechinas shmiyaso eznaim, shiloshen havona, kemo shepiro shurashi bekama makoymos. Rav Nosson Zal explains now this connection between the lungs and the ears. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the lungs take in air, the breath, right? The breath of life, which is that concept of the ruach, is that emtsoi through which the nekuda elyoina shines into the nekuda tachtoina, which corresponds to the ears. The ears symbolize understanding. As Rashi says in many places, that when it says shomea, ata shomea, it doesn't mean always do you hear, it means do you understand what I'm saying?